Child Views, $1 saved. I'm a Boy Scout. At one meeting, a boy in my patrol wanted to bet me a dollar that I would not make a hoop on my next shot. I know betting isn't good, so I told him that I don't bet. Lucky for me, he didn't call me a chicken or anything. Also lucky for me that I didn't bet. For one thing, I would have had a guilty conscience. I would also have felt embarrassed because I would be $1 poorer than I am today. Sadik Sabaw, age 11, Chandler, Arizona. Thank you cards. This summer we had several wild land fires in our area, and a lot of helicopters came to help. The pilots flew big buckets filled with water over the fires, and then dropped the water to help put the fires out. Others flew around to look for new fires. I asked my grandma to help me make some cards to send to the pilots to thank them and to ask them to please be safe. On the back of each card, I put a picture of my new CTR ring and a note that said, "Made by Kimber." One of the pilots called to thank me and tell me that she teaches the CTR class in her ward in Arizona. She said that it meant so much to her to get the card because she missed her class and her family so much. It really made me feel good. Kimber Payne, age 5, Lamoille, Nevada. Decided not to play. I really liked the new video game I played at my non-member friend's house. It became my favorite, but I could never play long enough to get very far into it. I decided to work and earn enough money to buy my own copy. It cost a lot of money, but I did a lot of extra jobs and even sold lemonade and cookies at a garage sale. When I had enough money, I first paid my tithing and then asked my dad to take me to the store to buy the game. It had a good rating, and I told my dad that I hadn't seen anything bad in it. I love playing the game, but when I got into the higher levels, some bad words and violence started to appear. They made me feel bad inside. If I had known they were there, I would not have purchased the game. I told my parents, and we decided that I should not play it anymore, even though I had worked so hard to earn the money for it. It was the right choice. When my friend and his mom asked why I didn't play the game anymore at their house, I told them why it made me uncomfortable. My friend's mom said she didn't know the game was like that, and she didn't want my friend to play it either. It felt good to make the right decision and to be an example for others. Richard S. Osborne, age 9, Omaha, Nebraska. End of Child Views.
For Little Friends.